We live in highly polarized times, but even by those standards, it's remarkable how much those who support a new bridge over the Detroit River and those who oppose it differ. Differ not just on the merits of a new bridge, but on the most basic facts. Those who oppose the new bridge claim that Michigan taxpayers could be stuck for $100 million a year. Those who oppose the new bridge, mainly those who work for the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, Matty Maroon, say that traffic has been declining and another structure isn't needed. But they say Maroon is willing to build one anyway at no cost to the taxpayers, and this is best left to private enterprise. Those who want a new bridge say it's very much needed, that this is not socialism but a public-private partnership. They say the old bridge is wearing out, there's no backup, and that a new one will be desperately needed if Michigan is to be economically competitive. Well, for a different perspective, I talked with Roy Norton, Canada's consul general based in Detroit. He is his country's main diplomatic and trade representative in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. That area has as many people as the entire nation of Canada, and in it, he functions as the equivalent of an ambassador, working out of a vast suite of offices in Detroit's Renaissance Center. Norton, who has a doctorate in international relations from Harvard, knows his stuff. He's also worked as a consultant in the private sector, and years ago worked on negotiating the intellectual property portion of the NAFTA trade agreement. And he spent considerable time on the bridge issue. Diplomats speak in carefully polished language and try to avoid calling people liars. But in carefully crafted words, he told me that all the truth was on the side of those arguing for the new bridge. The arguments being made by the Maroon family and those he's contributed money to use Norton's restrained phrase, completely inaccurate. For one thing, he said, there's no way Michigan taxpayers are at risk for a penny. They are, however, at huge risk if the new bridge doesn't get built. Twinning the Ambassador Bridge makes no sense because that would put it in the middle of an already crowded residential neighborhood. The proposed new bridge would take traffic directly under the expressway, the council said. Additionally, the government of Windsor thinks the added exhaust fumes would be an environmental hazard. But despite rumors, Canada has not denied Maroon permits to build a second bridge. Canada hasn't ruled one way or another because Maroon has never even applied for the necessary environmental study. There is, the council told me, no more economically important trade crossing in this nation than that between Michigan and Ontario, and billions are at stake, a figure that's growing greater every day. So Canada doesn't see a single reason why we shouldn't just go ahead and get this bridge done. The sooner, the better. Neither does the governor or any of the local chambers of commerce. Only one monopoly interest is opposed, and that he's been able to delay this project so long is nothing short of amazing.